Chapter 7. They started at the box, which was closed at the moment. Double doors of metal lying flat on the ground, covered in white paint, faded and cracked. The day had brightened considerably, the shadows stretching in the opposite direction from what Thomas had seen yesterday. He still hadn't spotted the sun, but it looked like it was about to pop over the eastern wall at any minute. Albie pointed down at the doors. "This here's the box. Once a month, we get a newbie like you, never fails. Once a week, we get supplies, clothes, some food. Ain't needing a lot. Pretty much run ourselves in the glade." Thomas nodded, his whole body itching with the desire to ask questions. "I need some tape to put over my mouth," he thought. "We don't know jack about the box, you get me?" Albie continued. "Where it came from, how it gets here, who's in charge. The shanks that sent us here ain't told us nothing. We got all the electricity we need, grow and raise most of our food, get clothes and such. Tried to send a slinthead greenie back in the box one time. Thing wouldn't move till we took him out." Thomas wondered what lay under the doors when the box wasn't there, but held his tongue. He felt such a mixture of emotions, curiosity, frustration, wonder, all laced with the lingering horror of seeing the griever that morning. Albie kept talking, never bothering to look Thomas in the eye. "Glade's cut into four sections." He held up his fingers as he counted off the next four words. "Gardens, bloodhouse, homestead, deadheads. You got that?" Thomas hesitated, then shook his head, confused. Albie's eyelids fluttered briefly as he continued. He looked like he could think of a thousand things he'd rather be doing right then. He pointed to the northeast corner where the fields and fruit trees were located. "Gardens, where we grow the crops. Water's pumped in through pipes in the ground. Always has been, or we'd have starved to death a long time ago. Never rains here. Never." He pointed to the southeast corner at the animal pens and barn. "Bloodhouse, where we raise and slaughter animals." He pointed at the pitiful living quarters. "Homestead. Stupid place is twice as big as when the first of us got here because we keep adding to it when they send us wood and clunk. Ain't pretty, but it works. Most of us sleep outside anyway." Thomas felt dizzy. So many questions splintered his mind, he couldn't keep them straight. Albie pointed at the southwest corner, the forest area fronted with several sickly trees and benches. "Call that the deadheads. Graveyards back in that corner, in the thicker woods. Ain't much else. You can go there to sit and rest, hang out, whatever." He cleared his throat as if wanting to change subjects. "You'll spend the next 2 weeks working one day apiece for our different job keepers. Until we know what you're best at. Slopper, bricknick, bagger, track hoe. Something'll stick, always does. Come on." Albie walked toward the south door, located between what he'd called the deadheads and the bloodhouse. Thomas followed, wrinkling his nose up at the sudden smell of dirt and manure coming from the animal pens. "Graveyard?" he thought. "Why do they need a graveyard in a place full of teenagers?" That disturbed him even more than not knowing some of the words Albie kept saying, words like slopper and bagger that didn't sound so good. He came as close to interrupting Albie as he'd done so far, but willed his mouth shut. Frustrated, he turned his attention to the pens in the bloodhouse area. Several cows nibbled and chewed at a trough full of greenish hay. Pigs lounged in a muddy pit, an occasionally flickering tail the only sign they were alive. Another pen held sheep, and there were chicken coops and turkey cages as well. Workers bustled about the area, looking as if they'd spent their whole lives on a farm. "Why do I remember these animals?" Thomas wondered. Nothing about them seemed new or interesting. He knew what they were called, what they normally ate, what they looked like. Why was stuff like that still lodged in his memory, but not where he'd seen animals before, or with whom? His memory loss was baffling in its complexity. Albie pointed to the large barn in the back corner, its red paint long faded to a dull rust color. "Back there is where the slicers work. Nasty stuff, that. Nasty. If you like blood, you can be a slicer." Thomas shook his head. Slicer didn't sound good at all. As they kept walking, he focused his attention on the other side of the glade, the section Albie had called the deadheads. The trees grew thicker and denser the farther back in the corner they went, more alive and full of leaves. Dark shadows filled the depths of the wooded area, despite the time of day. Thomas looked up, squinting to see that the sun was finally visible, though it looked odd, more orange than it should be. It hit him that this was yet another example of the odd selective memory in his mind. He returned his gaze to the deadheads, a glowing disk still floating in his vision. Blinking to clear it away, he suddenly caught the red lights again, flickering and skittering about deep in the darkness of the woods. "What are those things?" he wondered, irritated that Albie hadn't answered him earlier. The secrecy was very annoying. Albie stopped walking, and Thomas was surprised to see they'd reached the south door. The two walls bracketing the exit towered above them. The thick slabs of gray stone were cracked and covered in ivy, as ancient as anything Thomas could imagine. He craned his neck to see the top of the walls far above. His mind spun with the odd sensation that he was looking down, not up. He staggered back a step, awed once again by the structure of his new home, then finally returned his attention to Albie, who had his back to the exit.